What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We back in action. It's my man, Coach Derek Mason. He's down in the borough with MTSU, Conference USA. And I'm repping the blue for the day. True Blue Nation, yeah. Baby. We in there. It's my man, Derek Mason. What's up, Coach?
Hey, man. Blue Raider Nation in the house, man. My man. Look, you, Boss Man, you've been doing your thing for a minute, man. And, you know, the only thing I can say to you, man, is, you know, all love and blessings to you, man, because you've been keeping it real for a minute.
Brother, I appreciate that, Coach. Hey, Coach, don't blow your mind, Coach. I'm going to year 15, man, of the Boss Man Show.
look, it's crazy because you know what? I think this much, man. You've been blessed to have many of coaches, many of people, man, and who have, you know, man, come through your show, and you've gained, you know, man, such an audience like over the years, man. Impressive. You know, man, people have been on your show, man, but I think what you've been able to do, man, is just keep it authentic. You've been able to, you know, man, keep it, you know, man, where it needs to be, man. You keep your ear to the streets. You understand how fashion, music, sports, you know, all collide in this space, man, that we call, you know, my social media, man. And now what you're doing, man, is great things. So it's good to see, you know, like somebody like yourself, man, continuing to move the needle forward.
And continue to evolve, Coach Mason, because, man, look, when I got started, it was nothing but radio was brick and mortar. I was on the air at 2 a.m, Coach Mason. Me, the deer and truckers. And now it's digitalized podcasts. We got apps now. We got YouTube. We got Spotify. All this different stuff now. Like, so I've had to evolve these past 15 years and stay current and stay with the trends. And so I'm blessed that the Lord gave me the ability to do this and still be my same self throughout all the changing environment of the media game.
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, I think you have to be a true soldier to have staying power nowadays. You know, because what happens is this, you know, man, there's all these, you know, man, pop up podcasts and, you know, man, people doing all these like shows and everybody's trying to drop into the same content. But I think, you know, man, it's about the person. You know, do you have an authentic personality, man? Can mm-hmm. can you get people, man, who believe in what you do, man, to come on your show and really, you know, man, give you, you know, man, the real pieces and the real versions of themselves, man, that allow people to stay interested in what in what's currently happening out there, you know, like in the spaces, man, that we occupy.
And Coach Mason, you know these meal interviews, Coach. I keep it real. I ain't got no agenda. It's about you and your program. I ain't trying to get no gossip questions. It ain't transactional. I support you whether you win or lose. I'm gonna be at your game supporting you, and you know that, Coach.
Well, and that's what's been beautiful about our relationship, man. You know, our relationship, you know, man, it's been organic, man. It's been farm to table, right? Man, we grew it out the ground, man, and we got it out the mud. And I think the great thing about like me and you, we've both been able to stay authentic to ourselves.
Yes, sir.
You know, there's always gonna be good days and bad days in the chosen profession. I think what you gotta be able to do, man, is make sure, man, that you learn, you grow. Man, you treat people the right way, man, and you continue to get better in the space that we in. And I think that's what me and you have done, and I'm thankful and blessed, you know, man, by the grace of God, man, I've been able to, you know, find my way. But we don't do anything by ourselves, man. We need help. We need help.
No doubt. Coach, I'm asking, man, you kind of got into the media field yourself doing the commentary. How was that for you, man, when doing the commentary for SEC Network, brother?
You know what? It was a blessing. You know, Commissioner Sankey, and I had a great relationship, still have a great relationship, man. He's actually, you know, man, followed my career and you know, man, been gracious enough. You know, him, Will King, and that crew at the SEC, as well as, you know, coaches. I still got a good, strong, you know, coaching friend group in the SEC. You know, you see all these guys, man, and like behind the scenes, man, we fathers, man. We husbands, man. We're people responsible for taking care of other people's kids, right? And so I think that's how the relationship grew. You know, I was competitive in the SEC, but, you know, I mean, it wasn't about making enemies, man. At the end of the day, man, football is a gladiator sport, so you got to line up and play. But I think people respected the way I went about my business, you know, and I think so much so that when the time came for me to look at some other options, you know, and I had a conversation with Commissioner Sankey, and I can't thank him enough. You know, Greg Sankey was kind enough, you know, to reach out to ESPN and say, hey, look, I'd like to see if you guys would look at a guy like Derek Mason, you know, a coach who's been in the industry who I think can bring some value to some of our games and what we do. You know, because he understands the SEC. And so I had to go through a casting call just like everybody else. Had to do an interview. I did it over in Charlotte, and it was amazing. The SEC Network crew, look, man, you can go through Doring and all, hey, Dari Noka, they all good people, man. All good people. And, like, treated me well. Dave Neal, man, who's a legend in the game. You know, was who I had a chance to do TV with. I mean, everybody just welcomed me with open arms, man. And for as long as I was doing it, man, they helped me grow. They challenged me to be better. They always gave me, you know, man, feedback on things you can improve on, which I, you know, like being a coach, man, that's what we're about, man. We're about to get better, right? We're about that action and trying to get better. And that group, hey, man, Taylor Davis, man, I can't give her enough credit. You know, for being a young sideline woman in this industry and doing what many have done before her, man, and actually just asking for advice and, you know, what did I see? So between Dave and Taylor, man, they gave me energy and, man, I totally appreciate everything that the SEC Network, as well as the Disney parent company, like, did for me, like, in my year away from the game, because they helped me be a better coach, a better person, better father, better commentator.
Man, Coach, I never missed your games, Coach. I knew I was learning something from you, man. I said, that's my guy. I got to listen to my guy, man. But learn something from that brother today.
Check you out.
I enjoyed it, Coach. And, Coach, man, for you, man, opportunity MTSU, man, Chris Massaro, a guy I've known for years, man, President McPhee. Talking about the vision they gave you about this program, what they're looking for now with the Red Nation. You come in there with your flair and your style, man, being who you are, man. So about this opportunity, man, how happy you are to be in the borough, still being in the Nashville area, in the borough, a place you know very, very well.
Yeah, you know, with Chris Massaro, R.A.D., and Dr. McPhee, you know, I mean, Dr. McPhee is Batman and Chris Massaro is Robin, right? They're linked with this idea, man, of what they want to be here at MTSU. And they found a longtime coach, you know, Manrilli and Rick Stockstill, who did a tremendous job here at MTSU. But when they decided to move in a different direction, they were looking for somebody who understood not only the college landscape, man, but had some connection, you know, like to Middle Tennessee. And having faced Middle Tennessee and competed against these teams were competitive, man. I mean, they were really good, and they were talented. I mean, there's been a lot of, like many NFL players that's come through like these walls here at MTSU, right? And I felt when I went into the interview, man, that they gave me their vision. I cast my vision, and what we saw was alignment. We felt like we were aligned in how we wanted to get there. Okay, I wanted same as everybody else, because if I get same as everybody else, I feel like I can go ham. I feel like I can do what needs to be done in order to find ourselves, you know, man, playing for something special, right? And so I've been in a place where, you know, I mean, I didn't have like as much, and I was competitive. I feel like if I have just as much, I can be more than competitive. I feel like I can be a champion. I feel like this place can be a champion. And I feel like when they put the resources into the athletic programs here in order for it to be successful. So for me right now, I've been casting that vision. We blue collar over here. You know, we get it out the mud. We work hard every day. Not only like on the field, but off the field and in the community. And I think that was part of the vision that they bought into, that they understood to be true to who they are, having had 20 plus years of service with both Dr. McPhee and Chris Massaro here at MTSU.
And Cole Mason, I'm looking forward to that performance center you got coming. I see them building out there in the parking lot out there when I come to basketball games, representing a man. Talk about how important that building is, because getting up for the student athletes is going to help you in recruiting as well, getting guys the facilities they need to feel comfortable enough to come down there, compete with you in Conference USA, and do big things down there.
Yeah, well, it's already happening. You know, but people, for a long time, I can remember in like 2016 when MTSU 2017 announced that they were building a new facility. It's one thing to announce it. It's another thing to do it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, when kids come and they see brick and mortar, you know, man, happening, that means, man, like progress has already started, you know, and the price of progress is having to wait, you know, for something unique and special. They put a lot of money, a lot of resourcing, and a lot of thought into what this new facility is going to look like. And it's going to be as good as anybody, anybody's facility in Conference USA. And it's going to rival facilities. I mean, like the same company that built this facility is the same company that did Auburn's. And so, I mean, if you've been down to Auburn at all and seen what their new facility looks like, man, it's off the chain. So I can't wait to get into like the building. I know, man, that it gives us an athletic recruiting advantage. It gives us a training advantage. It gives us everything that's modern about, you know, staying, you know, healthy in this game, because this game is about recovery. This game is about, you know, everybody talks about like lifting and what you do. Well, when you lift, when you run, when you do these things, you break the body down. So, you know, you need a facility that's state of the art to be able to keep up with the modern day, you know, changes of what happens in athletic performance. And I think this building does just that. So this building from top to bottom, from, you know, the level of entertainment to the level of training that'll be done, to the level of, you know, our football team being able to have everything that we need, from our meeting rooms to our team room to our breakout rooms. I mean, this football facility is state of the art, from equipment to just what we can do in terms of hosting and entertaining. It will be a marvel here in the Middle Tennessee area, something that rivaled the Murphy Center when the Murphy Center was built over 50 years ago.
No doubt, brother Coach. And Coach, man, what's also good about conference USA is expanding. Coach, you got Kennesaw from right here in my backyard coming to the conference. You got the schools out in Texas, out west in the Mexico State that way, man. And talk about the growth in Missouri State out of the Valley coming in. Talk about the growth of Conference USA. How's going to help you recruit really USA even more with all the spots that this conference is in now to help find guys who fit the right field to be a part of this program that you're building down there?
Yeah, I think for me, I think what's been important is, you know, you have to have a blueprint plan of how you're going to recruit. And I think these programs in Conference USA, as we've seen, you know, seen teams go, we've seen the realignment of Conference USA. Conference USA is as strong as it's ever been. And I think it has to do with some of the coaches that are sitting at the top. When you talk about Jamie Chadwell, Liberty, you know, like in what, he's been able to do. When you look at, you know, Tyson Helton and what he's done up at Western Kentucky, you know, when you get a chance to look at Rich Rod and how he's rejuvenated that Jacksonville State program. And then you know and understand that you've got guys taking over programs, whether it's UTEP or whether, you know, like we look at like what's happening, you know, Jerry Keel leaves to go to like Vanderbilt, man, but like when you look at like Sanchez, you know, was part of that staff. So he knows what it took to win at New Mexico State. I just think some of these coaches sitting at the top of the programs, man, have invited or made it sexy, you know, like to be like in Conference USA. They made it, you know, man, really attractive to come into this conference that has, you know, man, guys who have sat, you know, in Power Five programs who have done, you know, man, things at those programs to be, you know, reckoned with. And now, you know, they're doing it in the group of five. And these programs, man, are going to be competitive. So I think it's a heavyweight league with heavyweight coaches sitting atop the programs. And what we have to do now is just continue to understand how we need to market Conference USA so that Conference USA can go get what's coming to it. Because I believe, man, that we're in a space now when we talk about sports gambling, what's happening, you know, with everything that's going on with the realignment, that, you know, Conference USA has a chance to be a program to be reckoned with because teams don't want to see us.
No doubt, and no doubt. And like I said, I'm excited because I get to come and see, you know, Coach Bohannon at Kennesaw State, you, Tyson up the road. So I get to see all y'all because y'all right up the road for me. So I'm looking forward to this, man. All y'all, my guys, the competition's going to be so sweet to see y'all compete against each other, man, and battle on Saturdays. Man, it's going to be fun to watch, Coach.
Yeah, it will be. I think everybody, you know, I mean, we know we're in the South. We know SEC football is king, but I tell you what, don't sleep on Conference USA.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Hey, Coach, they don't like us, Coach.
They don't know about us. Hey, man. Hey, not like us. And I'll say this, man. They don't know about us, man, but they'll wake up soon and, you know, hey, it'll be like Nas made you look.
No doubt. Hey, Coach, you got a heck of a non-con schedule, man. Tennessee Tech, Ole Miss, Duke and Memphis. Talk about challenging your team early for getting that nice CUSA play, man. Because there's some four nice games that you got to challenge yourself, man.
Well, yeah, like we even have Western Kentucky in that deal early. I think this much. I think we play Western Kentucky game too. It's somewhere in there. The thing I'll tell you is that it is a schedule that's not for the faint of heart. My first year in Conference USA, man, they're like, okay, we're gonna show you what we got. And then, you talked about the top end of that schedule, man, but let's talk about when you get to the middle. You know, we play three games in 14 days. You know, I mean, that's those are midweek games, and that's what Conference USA, that's what sets Conference USA apart, man. We're not afraid to do what others won't do. You know, we're not afraid to get into the middle of the season, man, and really get the people what they want during the middle of the week, right? Which is just some prime time football, seeing, you know, truly competitive teams in a competitive conference get down and really, you know, like get the people what they want. Because people, when you talk about college football season, man, people want to see it.
No doubt, Coach. And Coach, man, it's Coach for you, man. How has the game changed for you over the years defensively, being a defensive guy, having to defend different concepts because some concepts have evolved? So for you, how have you evolved defensively to kind of keep up with what's going on offensively with all the new stuff we got going with these different motions, split zones, and different mesh concepts? How about that, Coach Mason?
Yeah, well, I spent, before I took this job, I mean, not only was I working at ESPN and studying the game and studying offenses, man, but I was spending time with, guys like Brian Stewart, my defensive coordinator, and Leslie Frazier, who sat out like for a year as well, man. I mean, he worked for the NFL Network, but we would get together on Wednesdays and Thursdays and actually watch offensive concepts. We met with, several NFL, O-line coaches just to talk about, okay, like the zone game and what are they doing with some of the power read, zone read, concepts in the run game and how the RPOs were coming off of that. And so I think I kept myself current by not just watching games and broadcasting, but really just immersing myself, okay, man, in some of these offenses to look at what some of the top offenses were doing so that I could stay steady in my mind with how I saw defense. And here's the deal. I'm not in the room itself calling defensive plays, man, but I'm never going to be too far from like the thing that I love. But having a guy like Brian Stewart as my defensive coordinator, a guy that I played with, a guy that's been a defensive coordinator in the NFL, somebody who's been a secondary coach for 30-some years, me and him see football similar. Right. We do. We've talked football over the years a lot, but now having a chance to work with somebody who you respect, but has his football acumen is just as high as mine. And so, like, to me, I'm not trying to figure it out by myself, man. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, and I'm not trying to be. I just want to be in a room full of smart guys. And I think that's the staff I've assembled. That's how I kept myself fresh is with, hiring guys and putting guys around me, man, that are way smarter than me.
Coach, I got two more for you, Coach. One of them being, man, for you, Coach Mason, I know how much you love pointing the young men, giving them you yourself, giving them your family. Talk about pointing the young men and having them come back to you, Coach Mason, and say, hey, I'm getting married. I got a new job. I'm going to do it. I got a new business I'm opening up. How satisfying is it for you knowing that you played a role in these young men's lives and they hit you up to let you know how good they are doing in life thanks to being around you for 4 or 5 years?
Man, never got in it for the ball. I got in it, man, because football changed my life, right? Like some people see this as a lucrative business. I mean, it's a business, man, but if we were, I've always felt like a calling and a responsibility, to try to help young men be better young men, to try to give a better product back to parents than the one they drop off, because I know my coaches did that for me and my folks. So, in that space, man, it is phenomenally rewarding, man, to have dudes call you and saying that they're having their first child, or to have coaches on your staff who have played for you, who have children and who are giving back to the next generation, to see guys, man, who have gone into the profession because they said, man, the things that they learned, helped them, to see guys become whether they were professional players or professional people, they were able to go on and find success because they felt like the journey that they had and the relationships that were built were genuine. That's, man, that's something money can't buy, right? That's that thing, man. You feel rich, man, and you don't have a bank note like to say that, but you got plenty of pictures and plenty of degrees and plenty of dudes, sending you pictures of them and their families and their successes. So to me, man, that's the ultimate, gift of grace that God's been able to give me, man, is just showing me, through the years, what it's looked like for these young men to find success.
Now, Coach Mason, this is something I didn't know about you too recently, man. You love the DJ because this, I'm going to tell you, that was my first job, Coach Mason. I was the Friday Night Happy Hour guy on the mic DJing. That was one of my first gigs in this business, Coach, was DJing Friday Night Happy Hour, playing all the old 80s, 90s R&B hits. That was one of my first gigs. And you love the DJ. So talk about that piece, man. Loving the DJ, loving to impress people by music, get them moving and grooving with music. Talk about that, man, because I also read about Coach Mason. I'm like, man, I had that in common too.
Same thing, man. DJed in college, you know, like had a late night radio show, for a little bit, like when I was in college my junior year. And like music has always spoke to me, man. I think, it takes guys like us not only to understand music, because everybody can love music, man, but I love music in a different way. I think music gave me the soundtrack to my life. The things I was going through, man, I felt through the sounds, and it wasn't always hip hop. Sometimes it was Marvin Gaye, and being able to listen to Smokey talk about what he talked about. So the same things that moved my parents probably moved me too, right? But then, like this era of hip hop, man, just gave me like a different sense of what other people in the world were going through. So it connected East Coast to West Coast to neighborhoods and what we saw. But like, to me, man, I mean, I've got such a vast sort of catalog of music. I like country. I like rap. I like R&B, man. I like classical soul. I like it all. And I think what it does, man, it provides memories, man. It gives me an opportunity, man, to smooth out, what I'm feeling. It makes me feel good about what I wear. It makes me feel good about who I am, right? No, because I think that's what music for those of us who love music in a certain way. That's what it does. It gravitates us. It levitates us to a place, man, that's calm, and away from the chaos of the world sometimes, and allows us to see that greatness can happen. A song, man, one great song, man, can change, and elevate you and take you to a place, man, that's real calm and serene. And I think that's what music is for me. Right. So I think music, from music to fashion to sports, it's always been a connective culture, but maybe never more than the time that we're in.
No doubt. And Coach Mace, this is going to blow your mind. My dad still has 3 record players. He used to play Percy Sledge, The Shylights, Leonard Starr, Shalomar.
Come on.
The Commodores, the Osley Brothers. So Marvin Gaye, I grew up on these things. So my dad put in me with his record players on Saturday morning. And then as a 4-year-old coach, my first tape was MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This, with Pumps and the Bumps on it. That was my first tape ever. Was MC Hammer, man. You Can't Touch This.
But man, and that's really what I'm talking about. I mean, we grew up, man, on the Osley Brothers, the Pointer Sisters, man. We listened to M. Toomey, I mean, just so much, like good music being played in the house, right? I mean, and that's the one thing, like, people... Like, all the music is mastered now, so it sounds different, man, but it ain't nothing like hearing wax. Like, when you hear wax, when you hear the crack of that wax, man, you know what you're listening to. Because it may not be perfect, man, but gosh, man, it's so rich in tones and what it says to you. I mean, that's music to me.
No doubt, Coach. Well, Coach Mason, man, look, great to catch up with you, my brother. I hope to see you next week when I'm in town. Next week, I'll be in town. Next week, I'll come out and see you, man. So it's a pleasure to get you on the show again, man. I'm going to be supporting you, that, man. So I'll be at them games for you, man. Cheering you like I always have, my brother.
Hey, listen, do me a favor. You make sure when you get to the borough, man, you come see me.
I sure will, brother.
All right. Much love. Take care.
All right, my brother.
God bless. Out.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.